Well, I became involved both in two issues. One, in terms of the radium issue that I was aware of in Ottawa, and then again in the Sheridan area where I had worked in that community and they were going to establish an incinerator. So I became involved with RAPE because of that. I already knew the organization existed. I knew that they were active, and that's how I got started. I eventually worked as not only a member, but also someone that, depending on what kind of struggle or what kind of issue was in front, I acted as a consultant as well, both a technical consultant from a science background, but also as an activist to be able to structure our concerns in a politically expedient way to get action.